Good morning.
Good morning. 大家早上，大家早上好。
Thank you, Lei, for translating.
No thanks. You're welcome.
So I want to start with a story about my father.
我想用我关于我父亲的一个故事作为今天讲到的开始。
When I was in elementary school, we had this video game called King's Quest.
记得我还在上小学的时候，有一个游戏叫做《国王的探险》。
My brothers and I would take turns playing it.
我和我的弟兄们都一起轮流玩这个游戏。
And even though it took, we spent a lot of time on it.
尽管我们玩得昏天黑地。
We could not get past the first level.
我们怎么也过不了第一关。
Until one day, we finally figured it out.
终于有一天，我们弄清楚怎么玩了。
So we were all gathered around the computer.
我们弟兄几个都围着一起准备打这一关的最后一部分。
Yeah. And my two brothers and I all wanted to play this part.
我的两个哥哥都想玩这部分。
And so they started to fight over who would get to do this part.
他们为了玩抢着打了起来，谁也不让着谁。
So in the middle of the fight,
正他们打得起劲，正在他们打得起劲的时候。
My father came in from the other room.
我爸爸从另一个房间进来。
He ejected the CD.
他把 CD 从游戏机里拿出来。
And he broke it in half.
把它掰成两半。
And that was the end of King's Quest.
国王的探险被迫终止了。
At that time, we couldn't believe what my father had done.
当时我们都对爸爸的做法感到难以置信。
How was the king going to finish his quest?
国王的险还没有冒完，怎么能就此罢休呢？
We couldn't understand why my father had thrown away all our hard work.
我们不明白为什么我们爸爸让我们的努力付之东流。
But now that I'm older,
但现在我长大了。
I appreciate the bigger picture.
我知道从更长远的角度来看问题。
My father didn't get caught up with the problems of the king's quest.
我父亲可没有为国王探险这件事操心。
He was worrying about the bigger picture of peace in our family.
他所关心的是让整个家庭保持和睦这件更有长远意义的事情。
And for fathers, I think it's kind of like leading a country.
对于父亲来说，当父亲和领导一个国家有些相似之处。
Because the decisions often make sense only when you look at the bigger picture.
只有当你站得高、看得远的时候，才知道决定背后的意义。
For Moses,
对于摩西来说，
the big picture was trying to lead a whole nation from slavery in Egypt to the promised land in Israel.
他的长远目标是把以色列人从埃及地为奴之家带出来，带到神所应许的迦南地。
But this wasn't easy for the children, the Israelites, to grasp.
以色列人当时可没有想到那么多。
They had a lot of complaints.
他们不停地抱怨。
For example,
比如说，
they said, "What are we to drink?"
他们抱怨没有水喝。
And then they said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to the desert to starve?"
他们抱怨没有东西吃，问摩西为什么把他们从埃及地带出来，让他们在旷野饿死。
And then again, they said, "What are we to drink?"
然后他们又说我们喝什么。
And that's just in the three chapters before this one.
那只是在我们刚刚读的那一章节的前面三章所讲的事情。
For people who were just rescued from slavery,
对于一个刚刚从奴役中解放出来的民族来说，
the Israelites didn't really appreciate the big picture.
以色列人并没有仔细去想他们当时所经历的事情的长远意义。
And so in response to this stressful leadership position,
所以摩西面临这样的一个情况，
he felt like it was all up to him.
他觉得所有的担子都落在他一个人身上。
He had to keep the whole nation on track.
他必须对国家的未来负责。
And we see this when he sat as the only judge in front of the people.
从摩西独自一个人要审判所有百姓的事物，我们就可以看出他的责任有多大。
There were about 2 million Israelites.
大概有200万以色列人。
And so it must have been ridiculous.
所以一定很累。
His father-in-law asked him.
他的岳父问他，
Why do you sit alone and all the people stand around you from morning till evening?
你为什么独自坐着，众百姓从早到晚都站在你的左右呢？
And Moses said to his father-in-law, because the people come to me to inquire of God.
摩西对岳父说，这是因为百姓到我面前来求问神，他们有事。
When they have a dispute, they come to me and I decide between one person and another, and I make them know the statutes of God and His laws.
他们有事的时候就到我这里来，我便在两造之间施行审判，我又叫他们知道神的律例和法规、法度。
Yeah, so Moses felt like everything would fall apart if he did not hold it together.
摩西认为如果没有他，一切事情都会出差错。
But we know God's plans don't rely on the strength of men.
但其实神的计划并不依靠人的力量来完成。
Moses had fallen into the trap of doing everything himself.
摩西误认为一切事情都要靠他自己来解决。
But Jethro saw this and spoke up.
但他的岳父叶特罗看到了这一切，并且提醒他。
He said, Moses' father-in-law said to him, "What you are doing is not good."
摩西的岳父对他说，你所做的不好。
You and the people will certainly wear yourselves out, for the thing is too heavy for you. You are not able to do it alone.
你和这些百姓必都疲惫，因为这事太重，你独自一人办理不了。
I really like the Chinese. 你所做的不好。
你这做的不好。
Yeah. A strong criticism.
非常严厉的批评。
Yeah. As the technology coordinator of the English congregation,
作为英文堂的技术同工。
I sometimes had this feeling too.
有时我自己也有摩西一样的感觉。
Every week I defined someone to run the PowerPoint, to update the bulletin, to record the sermon, and to put the sermon online.
每个星期我都要联系人来控制幻灯片，还要更新每周的通告布告单，还要把讲道录下来，并且把录好的讲道上传到网页上去。
At first, when nobody volunteered, I had no idea who to ask or how to ask them.
一开始如果没有人自愿，我也不知道该找谁帮忙。
So some weeks I would do it all by myself.
所以我就自己一个人全部包揽了。
And it just made me exhausted.
然后我就精疲力尽。
Yeah, it wasn't a good way to serve the church.
也许那样并不是服侍神的最好办法。
I was believing the lies that I have to meet everybody's needs.
当时我脑海中有一些错误的想法，第一个就是我必须要照顾到所有人的需要。
Or that everybody has to like me.
或者我必须让所有人都喜欢我。
Or that I have to pretend that everything is okay.
就算是我很累的时候，我要表现得若无其事。
This experience of exhaustion is why I chose this story for Father's Day.
我在父亲节讲这个故事，是因为不想让大家经历我所经历的精疲力尽的经历。
A lot of men have trouble asking for help.
不少男人在请求帮助的时候都是金口难开。
But this just leads to overwork.
但这样往往造成工作过度。
It can be really hard to say no, or yeah.
说不或者承认自己能力不够实在是太难了。
Yeah. But I think Moses and his father-in-law Jethro show us how we can get to the stage of honestly defining our limits.
但摩西和他岳父的经历告诉我们，我们应该正视自己的局限。
So one of my favorite things about the Old Testament is the deep meaning of the Israelites' names.
旧约圣经让我最喜欢的一点之一，一点就是名字的深刻含义。
If we just take a look at some of the names in Moses' family,
如果我们看一下摩西家人的名字
，we get a sense of why Moses was so special.
我们就知道摩西为什么是出类拔萃。
In Exodus 6, we learn of Moses' parents.
出埃及记第六章中记载了摩西父母的名字。
His father Amram.
他父亲名字叫暗兰。
Whose name means a people exalted.
意思是被高举的名。
And Jochebed, his mother.
他的妈妈耶洗别，约基别。
Whose name means God's glory.
意思是神的荣耀。
And these parents are especially praised in Hebrews 11:23.
这两位父母在希伯来书十一章二十三节得到特别的赞许。
Says by faith Moses' parents hid him for 3 months.Because they saw he was no ordinary child.
因着信，摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
And Moses had two sons that we met in this chapter that we're reading.
摩西有两个儿子。
And one of the sons was named Eliezer.
其中一个儿子的名字叫以利以谢。
Which means my father's God is my helper.
意思是我父亲的神帮了我。
So the picture we get of Moses' family is that the older generation really loved God.
从这些名字我们可以看出，摩西家的上一代人都是非常爱主的人。
And the way that Moses named his son showed that showed what he imagined for the next generation.
摩西给他儿子所取名的时候，我们也可以看出他对下一代的同样的期望。
And in a little while, we will get to see this with some parents here at the infant dedication.
过一会儿，我们在幼儿奉献礼的时候，将会看到我们的一些父母也会做跟摩西所做类似的事情。
So this kind of godly family is an inspiration to all of us.
像摩西这样爱主的家庭是我们所有人的榜样。
Whether you have a family or not,
无论你是否已经成家，
you need people around you who can hold you accountable and encourage you.
你都需要有人来监督和鼓励你。
For Moses, his family was the key to helping him control his workload.
对摩西来说，他的家人在帮助他减轻工作负担方面起了至关重要的作用。
Let's see how Moses' father-in-law stepped in to care for his son-in-law Moses.
让我们来看一下摩西的岳父是怎样帮助摩西的。
So Jethro rejoiced for all the good that the Lord had done to Israel in rescuing them from the hand of the Egyptians. He said, "Praise be to the Lord who rescued you from the hand of the Egyptians and of Pharaoh."
摩西的岳父叶特罗听见神为摩西和神的百姓以色列所做的一切事，因耶和华待以色列的一切好处，就是拯救他们脱离埃及人的手，便甚欢喜。叶特罗说，耶和华是应当称颂的，他救了你们脱离埃及人和法老的手，将这百姓从埃及人的手下救出来。
So it's wonderful to hear the father-in-law praising the Lord with Moses.
我们看到摩西的岳父和摩西一同来称赞神。
And it reminded me of last year, or like a year and a half ago, when we heard a lot about the tiger mom.
不知道大家上一年知不知道这个叫做虎妈的一个家喻户晓的人物。
And the tiger mom Amy Chua insisted that American parents praise their children way too easily.
虎妈蔡美儿认为美国的父母亲太喜欢夸奖自己的孩子了。
And on the other hand, she claimed that Chinese parents were right in being much harder to please.
与此同时，她声称中国父母在鸡蛋里挑骨头的教学方针是完全正确的。
So this is a great way to stir up a debate.
这样毕竟引起很多炒作。
But neither parenting method is really in line with biblical examples.
但这种两种家教方针都不完全圣经中给我们的例子。
Through Jethro, we see that parents should shower their children with praise.
从叶特罗身上我们可以看到，父母应该让孩子耳中常常听到赞美的声音。
Yeah, but that praise must be praise to the Lord.
但这些赞美应该是归给神的。
Because he is the true source of everything good.
因为他才是所有美善之事的源头。
In James 1:17, it says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above."
雅各书一章十七节说到，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的。
Coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows.
从众光之父那里降下来，在他没有改变也没有转动的影儿。
I know that I was always uncomfortable with praise as a child.
我知道我从小都不是很习惯别人夸奖我。
My parents would say how well I did.
我父母会整天说我做的有多么多么好。
But it just made me afraid to try anything difficult.
但这反而让我不敢去尝试我可能失败的事情。
I wasn't as good as the praise from my parents.
我并没有我父母中所说的那么好。
And I was afraid everyone would find out.
而我担心别人会知道这件事。
But nowadays,
但现在
when I hear my parents praise the Lord for my gifts,
当我听到我父母为着我的成就而赞美神的时候，
I join in on the praise.
我和他们一同赞美神。
Because I know we have a God worthy of praise.
因为我们知道我们有一位配得一切颂赞的神。
So I don't know what it is like in China, but in America, in-laws can be a touchy subject.
我不知道在中国怎么样，但是在美国来说，亲家就是岳父岳母是一个非常敏感的话题。It's the same in China. More dramatic.
Everyone knows what it means when a man or a woman complains that their in-laws are in town.
当美国有人抱怨他亲家来串门的时候，大家都知道他是想表达什么意思。
It means that they are not comfortable with all the advice that they will receive.
他们其实是觉得，被亲家提的意见弄烦了。
Now imagine how Moses felt.
大家请想一下摩西当时是什么样的感受。
Instead of criticizing how he was cooking or cleaning,
他的岳父可不只是批评他做菜和洗地不好。
Moses' father-in-law was criticizing Moses on how he was running an entire nation.
摩西的岳父批评摩西管理他整个国家的事情的方式。
So this is a recipe for a family disaster.
大家可以想象这会让带来家庭多大的不愉快。
But that's not what happens at all.
但这样的事情并没有发生。
Look at how Moses reacts to his father-in-law's criticism.
让我们来看一下摩西是怎么样回应他岳父的批评的。
Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. He chose capable men from all Israel and made them leaders of the people, officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens.
于是摩西听从他岳父的话，按着他所说的去行。摩西从以色列人中拣选了有才能的人，立他们为百姓的首领，做千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长、十夫长。
So this is immediate and complete obedience.
这是一个绝对的顺服对他的岳父。
And Moses is 80 years old.
而摩西当时已经80岁了。
But I think he obeys like an even older, more wise man.
但他仍然选择了比他更年长的他的岳父。
Yeah, it's amazing.
这实在是很值得我们回味的事情。
I know I've never obeyed nearly as well as Moses did.
我知道我自己从来没有像摩西那样顺服过。
And the difference is humility.
而摩西有一个品格，就是他很谦卑。
In Numbers 12:3, we read,
Yeah. 在民数记十二章三节。
Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth.
圣经记载，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
I've always wondered who wrote this verse.
我一直在想，这个经节是谁写的
？Because traditionally. Moses wrote Numbers.
因为传统学者认为是摩西自己写了民数记。
But I don't know.
大家可以去研究一下。
But back in Exodus, we see that Moses really was humble.
但我们在出埃及记中可以看到摩西真的是一个非常谦和的人。
And one of the things I'm learning now is how wise my parents' advice is.
直到现在我自己都还经常发现我父母曾经给我的建议是多么有智慧。
Recently, my girlfriend and I were struggling with setting physical boundaries.
最近我和我女朋友在讨论我们交往的时候怎么样保持合理的身体距离。
It seemed extremely natural to be close physically.
坐在一起比较近应该是很自然的事。
But we know that God wanted us to be holy and pure.
但我们也知道神让我们成为圣洁
and to be separate from the world.
并且从这世界分别出来。
At that point, all of the advice from my parents flooded back into my head.
在我和女朋友讨论这件事情的时候我父母之前给我讲的那些建议突然就涌现在我脑海中。
They suggested that I should not date one-on-one too much.
他们曾经说我们不应该一对一的约会。
And instead to date more in public places.
而应该在公共场合交往。
But until I found myself struggling in this area of my life,
但直到我遇到这样问题的时候
，I had not paid too much attention to my parents' wise advice.
我过去没有认真的去想过我父母建议的价值。
If I were more humble, I could have avoided these struggles by first listening to my parents' advice and then later understanding it.
如果我足够谦虚的话，我在一开始听从我父母的建议，我就会完全避免现在，在这个事情上还会有一些挣扎。
And this isn't just for parents and children.
这并不是只是父母和儿女之间才会发生的。
Do your friends, feel like they can criticize you?
你朋友曾经批评过你吗
？And are you humble enough to accept that criticism?
你有没有谦卑下来自己来听他们的建议呢？
Well, Moses is a great example for all of us.
摩西对我们每个人来说都是一个很好的榜样。
His immediate obedience saved him from exhaustion and failure.
他对他岳父立刻的顺服，防止他在后面犯下其他的错误。
Moses lived long enough to see Israel reach the edge of the promised land.
摩西一直活到以色列接近应许之地。
And one of the men he chose to serve as the leaders mentioned in this chapter was Joshua.
在这章里面提到，在这本书这出埃及记里面提到，摩西选定他继承人为约书亚。
Because Moses had given Joshua a chance to lead, Israel had a strong leader after Moses died.
所以即便在摩西过世之后，约书亚仍然带领以色列人继续前进。
So we can learn a lot about leadership and fatherhood from Jethro and Moses.
所以从摩西和叶特罗身上，我们可以学到很多如何做领袖和如何做父亲的功课。
So the first thing we saw was Jethro reaching out to Moses with support by praising the Lord.
第一个我们可以学到的就是叶特罗，摩西的岳父，通过赞美神来主动的关怀摩西。
And second, we saw Moses responding with humility about his limitations.
然后我们又看到，在叶特罗主动表达他的爱之后，摩西就很谦卑的接受了岳父的要求。
And the result was the foundations of a godly family.
然后最后的结果就是一个非常爱神的一个敬虔的家庭。
And the history of Moses mirrors the story of our true Father in heaven.
其实摩西和岳父的关系也可以比喻我们和我们天上父的关系。
First, our heavenly Father reaches out to us with love.
我们天上的父也是主动的向我们向近前来，向我们表达他们对我们的爱。
It says in Romans 5:8,
在罗马书五章八节这样写道。
But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And second, we have the opportunity to respond, with humility and confess our sins.
而且我们也有这个机会来回应神对我们的爱，并且悔改我们的恶行。
In Acts 19:18,
在使徒行传十九章十八节
，It says many of those who believed now came and openly confessed their evil deeds.
那已经信的多有人来承认述说自己所行的事。
We don't see that very often.
我们很难，现在很难看到那样的情景。
It's not easy.
很难。
But when we put these two things together, we have a promise from God.
当我们把这刚刚谈到两件事放在一起的时候，我们看到神有一个应许。
In John 1:12,
约翰福音一章十二节写道
，It says, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God."
凡接待他，就是信他名的人。他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
We get to enter into God's family.
我们可以进入神的家庭。
If you haven't responded to our true heavenly Father personally reaching out to you,
如果您还没有回应来自我们天上父亲这样主动向你个人的邀请的话，
You can do it today.
你今天就可以做出这个决定。
You can confess your sins.
你可以在神面前悔过，
and enter into God's family.
照着他的应许进入神的家庭，
and be confident that you are loved and forgiven.
并且安心相信你是被爱的，并且你也被赦免了。
If you have already done this,
如果你已经接受神的话，
then I'll leave you with another story from my earthly father.
那我最后就给你们再讲一个关于我属地上的父亲的故事。
As an elementary schooler, we had to carry our laundry from the second floor to the basement.
当我还在上小学的时候，我们要把洗好的衣服从二楼搬到一楼。
And sometimes I would have a lot of clothes.
我会有很多衣服，有些时候很多衣服。
So I would just put the two baskets on top of each other.
所以我就把两个篮子，一个放上面，一个放下面。
And my dad would call this the lazy man's load.
我爸爸就说我是懒人挑担子，意思就是说，你本来要走两次，但是你为了省事就一次就走，就 就把两个堆起，但这样的后果一般都是你两个都撒了，或者说都掉地上了，结果一个也搬不成。
Right, right. The result is you eventually drop everything on the ground.
所以最后 Luke 弟兄也把他的两篮衣服都掉地上了。
Right?
Yes. Oh yeah, 真的真的，这个成语很有效。
But eventually I learned my lesson.
所以最后他学到了这个功课。
The shortcuts don't work.
不能走捷径。
To reach the finish line, you must follow the right path.
要跑到终点，我们必须停留在跑道上。
And Deuteronomy reminds us how to get our families on this path.
而就是旧约圣经中的申命记就提醒我们如何停留在这条正道上。
So we just heard this, so it might sound familiar.
我们刚刚听过，我们再看一次。
So, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
以色列啊，你要听耶和华，我们神是独一的主。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神，爱耶和华你的神。
These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
And maybe the most important one, you can't see it, but impress them on your children.
也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up.
无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下，起来，都要谈论。
This is the way to a godly family.
这就是我们通向神的家庭的路。
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Luke.